The next dictation is on patient Laura Frick, F-R-I-C-K. Date of birth, 051959, and the date of the intervention was 122. New paragraph, rehab concern, colon, pelvic, groin, and lower extremity pain. New paragraph, history, colon, patient is a 53-year-old right-handed female with a long history of discomfort that seems to have been triggered when she fell on her coccyx and her right hip and thigh approximately 10 years ago, period. The patient had physical therapy intervention at that time and was ultimately referred to Capital Spine and Pain, where she had injection interventions, period. The patient was evaluated at a hospital for special surgery with a diagnosed deviation of the left coccyx and no fracture, but identification as well of scarring and muscle tears in the intrapelvic and extrapelvic area, period. The patient also has had diagnosis of bilateral hip bursitis, period. The patient had a diagnosis of sciatic nerve involvement and pudendal nerve compression on the right in California, period. She was referred to Johns Hopkins, where she had blocks done with no pain relief, period. The patient has seen a urologist who diagnosed interstitial cystitis and had a cystoscopy done in Richmond, period. She is currently pending an endoscopic, or period, I'm sorry, period. She went to a minimally invasive back center in Florida and had lumbar surgery for, quote, compressed disc, close quote, and did well from a back pain standpoint after that time period. She had evaluation in Oklahoma for endoscopic attention to the right sciatic nerve, but was not felt to be a candidate and instead was given a pudendal nerve block, period. The patient is currently pending surgery in New Hampshire on February 6th for a pudendal nerve release for managing her pain, period. New paragraph, the patient's current pain is primarily with a sitting, and this is the most painful position for the patient, period. Intermittently, she's had difficulty with walking with pain at the hips, but primarily it's sitting, period. The patient develops not only radiating pain from her buttock to her thighs and hips, but perineal pain as well, especially on the right side, period. The patient has tried several different medications, though reports that she is very sensitive to meds, period. She has tried Neurontin and takes it off and on and seems to tolerate this, but at very low doses, with 100 milligrams being tolerated, but 300 milligrams being too much, period. Her primary care physician is aware of this sensitivity and has discouraged the patient from trying Cymbalta or Lyrica, period. The patient takes one half of a hydrocodone 1 to 2 times a day, period. She has found Valium helpful for muscle spasm and controls some of her pain in that regard as well, period. the patient has had a hysterectomy with the idea that this could potentially help some of her right groin pain, and she does feel that it lessens it somewhat, period. She developed swelling through the right lower extremity in August of 2011 and was unable to internally and externally rotate the leg for which she was referred for physical therapy intervention, period. The patient now controls that swelling through a combination of wrapping and ice, period. In a supine position, the patient reports that she has burning at the sacrum and difficulty finding a comfortable position, period. She reports being hypermobile, period. She is doing some intravaginal pelvic floor manipulation with physical therapy once per week currently, period. The patient is not currently working and reports that, quote, she had to let her employees go, close quote, and becomes tearful throughout this history and physical, period. New paragraph. In addition to the above many interventions, the patient reports being hypothyroid, for which she's on Levoxil, period. She also states that she has allergies to certain antibiotics and pain medications, and as noted above, is very sensitive to all medications, period. She has good support from her husband, who accompanies her to many of her traveling physician evaluations, period. New paragraph. On exam today, the patient is found to be a an awake and alert, relatively fit-appearing 53-year-old female who stands throughout the interview, period. Her gait is unremarkable, period, emphatic stance. She's found to have a very mild scoliosis with level pelvis, period. She has no complaints of pain at the lumbar paraspinals, period. She has evidence of her previous minimally invasive surgery at approximately the L4 level, period. She does not have discomfort with palpation at the SI joints bilaterally, period. There is a moderate to severe amount of tightness at the right piriformis muscle with discomfort, period. She has no evidence for hip bursitis or iliotibial band tendonitis, period. On palpation of her soft tissues throughout, with focus at the anterior chest wall and pelvis and proximal lower extremities, she does not appear to have severe myofascial inflammation, period. She has discomfort with internal and external rotation of both lower extremities, period. The piriformis provocative maneuver feels, quote, tight, close quote, period. She has some discomfort at the groin bilaterally, more so on the right, period. There is adequate strength proximally and distally in the lower extremities with intact sensation and brisk and symmetrical detent reflexes at patella and Achilles tendons, period. The patient has fairly good arches on both feet and no swelling at the knees, period. She has no edema appreciated in the lower extremities, and the patient reports that it is early in the day and that she has managed it, as noted above, with wrapping and icing, period. I do notice some mild atrophy at the right thigh muscles when compared with the left side, period. New paragraph, impression, 55-year-old female with long history of discomfort at the buttock and thighs with what sounds like intermittent sciatica, and was all, and in all likelihood began with piriformis muscle strain with inflammation, semicolon, now with a more complex clinical picture secondary to multiple and numerous procedure interventions, semicolon, pending, pudendal nerve. Surgical attention, semicolon, adjustment, reaction with depressed features, new paragraph, recommendation, colon, one. The patient and I reviewed our findings at length using the anatomical model in the office as well as the anatomy book. Next number, patient is proceeding with her surgery, but I would query whether or not the patient may benefit from a referral to the anesthesia pain service here at Nova Mount Vernon Hospital for a possible pudendal nerve injection, block, and possible piriformis muscle injection, followed by some expertise physical therapy intervention. Next number, I feel that this patient has depressed features and adjustment reaction and would benefit greatly from referral for counseling to handle this, her altered life circumstances. Next number, rather than Valium, which is a depressant, I would like for the patient to try small dose of Flexeril at bedtime, 2.5 to 5 milligrams, which may also help with the patient's sleep. Next number, I would like for the patient to consider restarting the Neurontin, but do it on a regular basis, and she can consider 100 to 200 milligrams at bedtime daily, period. We may then be able to consider something like Gralise, G-R-A-L-I-S-E, which just came out on the market and is an extended-release gabapentin that comes the smallest dose, 300 milligrams, QHS. Next number. I'm happy to see the patient again in the office in 2 months' time for a recheck, period. Thank you so much. Please send a copy to Dr. Lisa Malloy, M-A-L-L-O-Y, on this patient. Thanks.